destroying the very principles that made America so exceptional and rich with opportunity. I'm running to restore America exceptionalism for our kids, our future, and for the world. Please welcome Tyler Geffey.
Thank you, Brett. God bless you guys. Such an honor to be here. And I know you guys are a bit tired, probably have heard more speeches than you maybe wanted to, but I want to make you a promise that this is the speech that you really wanted to hear. And there's a reason for that. You guys have heard, you heard about my introduction. I'm not going to cover the issues. If you want to know what I stand for, you can read my card. It should be on all of your desks, right? But just know that I am a tried and true conservative. I bleed red, and I agree with essentially everything that we all want to fight for in here. And I see what the Democrats have tried to do to our country, which is why I jumped into this race, in a race that no other Republican was willing to jump into, to defeat Juan Vargas, because God called me to do so, and for no other reason that I did not like what I saw in the country that we were handing to my children and my grandchildren. Amen? Now, the reason for, and that's a bold statement, and the reason that I actually do believe this is the speech is that we have heard about the issues, but what I think that we all want to know is the solution, okay? Now, as a minister and pastor, I jumped in the race before I even knew what I was doing. I'm not a politician like Cordy Williams. In fact, we have a lot of similarities. The only thing is I'm not cute like him. I'm going for the handsome card instead. Once I jumped in, I went to prayer. And I actually believe the good Lord downloaded to me a strategy in which we are going to turn around this nation, because God has not forgotten America. Amen? God has not forgotten California. Amen? And God told me he's doing something. And I have the unique opportunity to run in a district as the only Republican that is right on the border as well. And that's going to play into a little bit about what I'm going to talk about. But God has downloaded to me two primary strategies that we need to do in order to turn the Republican Party around and therefore turn this nation around. Amen? Okay. First is, of course, election integrity is crucial before we do this. So this is before I get into the two things. And we've covered a lot of stuff. And as a congressman, I'm going to Washington to fight for election integrity. How many of you guys know that under Article 1, Section 4, the Constitution endows Congress the ability to pass laws in every state in regards to how they conduct their elections? Did you know that? So Congress does have an obligation to do that. I'm going to go there to do and fight for everything that our good friend just talked about, as well as I'm going to outlaw same-day registration. I'm going to repeal the Voter Act and repeal the Help America Vote Act, which has actually destroyed our elections. That's some of the things we're going to do. But I came here to talk about the two primary things. God downloaded to me and our entire campaign a strategy to awaken two primary sleeping giants. That once they awaken, that there will be a red wave to wash across this nation. Okay? Now, we already sense the wave is there. It's happening, right? But it's no good for a wave to come unless somebody is there to paddle and catch it. Amen? I'm a surfer, so I'm talking surf lingo. Okay, the first primary giant that needs to be awoken is the evangelical church. Only half of evangelicals are registered to vote, and only half of them actually vote. And so as a pastor, I believe I'm uniquely trained to be able to speak to them and articulate why it is their actual biblical mandate to get involved. My campaign has a 12-point message to articulate that not only was Jesus political, he was actually a political seditionist. And so we're actually getting a video out to help people get that to their fellow Christians to show them that they absolutely should, in line with their Savior, be involved in politics. Amen? Okay. So if you want to get a copy of that video, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to do a probably longer Q&A than most, but if you go to my card, go to my website right now, sign up for our contact information, we will get you that video, and you can get that out to every Christian, every pastor you know, okay? So please, please, if you do nothing else, do that. Okay, secondly.
What's the website?
It's on my card. Do you see my card on that? Tyler4Congress.com, okay? Tyler4Congress.com. Secondly, real quick. I also believe that the good Lord told me that it's going to be the Latinos that are going to save this country. Okay, how many of you are Latinos out there? No? My campaign manager is, okay? The Latinos have been lied to since they came into this country, and they've been told that we are against them and have no idea that, in fact, their fundamental values much better align with the conservative movement. I believe that God has given us a message that is searing and has actually been tested, that actually appeals to the Latino vote to show them that indeed they have been voting for the wrong team and that they need to move over en masse. So my district is largely Latino. So we have the ability right now, this election, at the one time when Latinos are already tired of the Democrats, Latinos are already waking up to what's going on, to give them the message that they need to hear, to move to the right side of the aisle, and then to start supporting the platform that actually represents their values, okay? That's the two things we're gonna do. Okay, lastly, my campaign. My campaign is going very digital, and so we've got the message, we just need the distribution. And what we've done is we've actually identified a digital marketing campaign that allows us to get this message in front of Democrats, independents, and Republicans, including the church people that I've talked about, at 1.2 cents per contact. That means for every one of you here, anybody that's willing to donate today $1,200 to the campaign, you will reach 100,000 people at the most crucial time, I think, in our election, when they are vulnerable and that they need this message so that then we can get them over to our side permanently and forever and turn this country red. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. And then with that, actually, I wanted to get to Q&A, but real quickly too, I just want to give a quick shout out. There's the two most crucial caucuses in the Republican Party are the Judeo-Christian caucus, right? And I just, as part of that, I just want to say, please do not support a candidate that does not sign the Family First Pledge, okay? Do not do it. Insist they do it or they do not get your money or your vote. And secondarily, the second most important caucus, right, our Tea Party friends right here. So I want to, in fact, you know, I've got my good brother Dave Burton here. I want to give a tip of the hat. Tip of the hat. I don't have my hat. Wait, do you have my hat? Okay, now I can properly tip my hat to my brother. Dave, God bless you, man. You guys are the heart and soul of this Republican Party. We need to support these two caucuses, okay? Now, Q&A. Thank you, guys. Thank you, by the way.
And I would guess you, standing up against Juan Vargas and the entire Democratic establishment, but he's got us, he's got Hispanic voters, he's got Christians, and I wouldn't bet against him, ladies and gentlemen. Do you have any questions for Tyler? He's running for Congress. Anything you want to know?
What's his district?
District?
Great question. It's District 52. So I'm actually right on the border. I'm a border district. How many of you guys know that the border districts and towns are actually flipping red? Did you guys know that? There is a mass exodus from the Democratic Party, and it's happening in my district, and I couldn't stand to see no Republicans running at a crucial time when the border districts are flipping red. We weren't even giving them an option to vote for somebody, so we stepped in and to take on those votes. I believe this is a crucial time for especially the border districts. And if you will go to the San Diego Tribune, they just wrote up a big piece about me, a Q&A, and I believe that we have one of the most insightful and well thought out immigration plan that you can read about that. And so part of what we are doing is we are winning over the Latino community with a sensible immigration plan that stops illegal immigration and puts in a sensible pathway for people to achieve their citizenship. And so anyway, you can take a look at that.
Thank you, Tyler Gephthy.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop the